Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paula Vail here, your host. And just to let everyone know, I am also the host of Choices, Finding Your Joy on WBTVN Television, Women's Broadcast Television Network. So check out those shows as well, everyone. It's so fun to connect with everyone via radio and television. I want to welcome today a fantastic guest I'm so excited to have with us today, Zach Loeb. Zach is an intuitive coach with skills in psychic, mediumship, channeling, past life readings, and animal communication. Growing up in San Francisco, he always had a fascination with metaphysics, but didn't become aware of his abilities until adulthood. He then studied with medium Fleur and Colby Rebel to rapidly develop his gifts. It's going to be so fun to chat with Zach and learn more about what he does and his services. So first off, Zach, I'd like to say welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paula. So great to be with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so honored to have you here today and so happy to share you with my listeners. Would you like to tell us any more about your background and what brought you to where you are before we dive into some questions here?
Absolutely. So my background was actually more traditional for most of my life. I had jobs in the corporate world. I worked in executive recruiting and career coaching. So it wasn't until later on that I started getting into these spiritual and metaphysical things. And now I'm very much entrenched in the spiritual community here in Los Angeles. And what I'm noticing is so many people have always known they had certain abilities, certain gifts, and maybe they saw spirits, for example, when they were a child. But I don't remember having those experiences myself. It wasn't until later on that I recognized that I might have more abilities than I had previously realized.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love it. How did you discover your gifts?
It was fairly gradual. It started in my mid-20s when I started to feel like I was getting communication from first a college friend who had died, and then subsequently my grandparents. So having these types of experiences and then starting to talk to other people who had similar experiences, reading different books. For example, one book I read was about people who lost relatives on 9/11 and their experiences. And I started to see that there were a lot of similarities between other people's experiences, my experiences. So just becoming more and more fascinated. And then finally, I just a few years ago, I went to a psychic for the first time. And that was just mind-blowing. Just to recognize for the first time that it's real, that there are people who can see things, know things about us that they really logically shouldn't know.
Yes.
And then she pointed out to me that I was actually fairly psychic myself, that things that I had just considered to be a natural part of who I was, like, for example, reading people or maybe kind of being able to match my energy to fit in with different people, that these were perhaps psychic gifts. And then I started taking classes, and then it just grew from there. Once one area develops, like for me, the first area to develop was the psychic skills. Then another area can develop, which is mediumship, which is connecting to people on the other side. And then I discovered that I could channel. And then the latest to come in was the animal communication.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, and I can't wait to chat on each of those. So let's
do that.
Oh, I love it. Especially the animal communication. I'm such an animal girl. So break it down a bit. How do you receive your messages? What is the format there?
Right. You know, the thing about spirit communication is that it's very very subtle. So it's so easy to dismiss it. But for me, the main ways are through feelings in my body, which is clairsentience. That's what it's called. Maybe you meet someone and you get a feeling in your body like, ooh, I don't want to be around this person. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that's probably something that many of us can relate to. Mm-hmm. Another way is images in my mind's eye, clairvoyance. Particularly when I'm connecting to people on the other side, I'll see an image in my mind's eye. Sometimes an image of what they looked like. But then sometimes I'll see an image of a famous television actor or movie actor that might have a similar characteristic or trait as the person who had passed. Because the spirit world works with whatever is in your mental Rolodex. And for me, maybe I've just watched a lot of TV in my life, and so that's why I'll see these images of TV characters to help me describe the person's personality. So that's one way, that's clairvoyance. And another way is just a knowing, that you meet someone and you don't know why you know certain things about them, and that's called claircognizance. So that's how it works for me. Those are my main three areas for receiving messages.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So with time, would you say that your perception in those areas has even increased because you're more aware and receptive?
Yeah, it's absolutely. And I think it's like intuition or psychic skills. It's like a muscle that you can develop with practice. And you start to develop in one area, say clair, if your main area is feeling, clairsentience or empathic skills, you start to develop that area, and then maybe your clairvoyance develops as well. So for me, yeah, it's been a gradual increasing, gradual expansion.
That is so exciting. It really is. Isn't it just beautiful knowing that we have those capabilities and, you know, we have those abilities?
It still blows my mind that I can do these things, and that in fact I believe that everyone has some kind of ability to connect with their higher self, connect yes. with the other side, expand their intuition.
Yes.
It's just, I see it as like a natural part of being human, to be honest.
Yeah. And really it's just connecting to that, isn't it? And being open is a big step, I would think. First part.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just recognizing first that it's possible is probably step one.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. So what would you say to the listeners out there listening to this and thinking to themselves, oh my gosh, I want to open that up a little bit for myself and take a step to, you know, feel more and become more aware. Any suggestions to them?
Oh, so much. Yeah, there's so many things that you can do to develop it for yourself. Like, I think using your intuition when you have to make a decision, for example, is a good starting point. Maybe you're trying to decide if you want to take a trip, and you want to kind of listen to your body to get the answer. One thing you can do is kind of close your eyes, get quiet for a moment, and ask the question of yourself. You know, is this in my best interest to take this trip? And close your eyes, see what kind of feelings you get inside your body. Is it a like an expansion feeling? Do you get a feeling of brightness, of lightness, maybe of a lifting up, or perhaps a moving forward? If so, maybe that's your higher self's way of saying, yes, this would be a good idea for you. Or on the other hand, maybe you get a contracting feeling, like, or a darkening or a closed type feeling. That might be your intuition's way of saying, maybe not this time.
Yes. Yes.
So that's one thing that you can do. Another thing you can do, you just start to practice. It's almost like you play guessing games a little bit. Maybe you stand at, you're waiting for an elevator, and there's like six elevators. And you just ask the question to yourself, all right, which elevator is going to be the one to open up for me? And you take a guess. And if you're right, you ask yourself, okay, I was right. What did it feel like? How did I know that it was going to be this elevator? And maybe it came in as just a feeling. Maybe it came in as a knowing. And you pay attention to how it works when you're right. And then you'll start to notice and feel what that sensation is like for you. And once you can become aware how it feels, then it can happen more often and it can grow.
Wow, that is just a fantastic exercise. I am so going to do that.
Cool.
Oh, I love it. Oh my gosh. Simple, but fantastic. I love it, Zach. That's really cool.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun things to do.
Yes. Well, tell us about animal communication and how did you come into that? When did you realize that you were, you know, picking up on that as well?
So it first started with mediumship, where when you give someone a mediumship reading, as in connecting to their past relatives, past loved ones, I started to occasionally have animals come in and recognize, oh, I see an orange cat. Did you have an orange cat? And so I was first connecting to animals who would cross. But then I started to wonder, well, if I can talk to animals who have died, can I talk to animals who are still living? And then it was just a matter of practicing. So, you know, I went to a friend's house who had a dog, and I gave it a shot. And it's interesting. Animal communication, it's not like there's the animal, like, sending you thoughts and you're receiving those thoughts. It works very much the same way as if I was giving a psychic reading or a mediumship reading. I'm receiving messages from the animal's higher self, from the animal's soul. And so it comes in very much the same way as feelings, as knowings, as words, images that come to my mind. And yeah, it's amazingly similar to a psychic reading. Maybe the animal can communicate things like he's ready for a new toy, or she just might want to show her appreciation for taking you in. But these are really fun. They're fun readings to have. And
yes,
you know, if you have an animal, I mean, wouldn't you want to see what the animal wants to communicate to you?
Yes. Yes. Isn't that just fantastic to be able to, you know, reach in and talk and, you know, like you get a new rescue dog, you know, there's fear and anxiety. You can, you know, reassure the dog a little bit. And there's so much you can do with that, isn't there?
Right. And it's really, for me, something I'm just starting to explore now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure there's much, much more that can be done there. What you were saying just then of reassuring the dog, that's actually not something I've done myself in terms of communicating back towards the animal.
Oh,
but
gotcha.
That might be something I should start to think about.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. I love it. Well, let's take a minute. Zach, will you please share your website information and just give the listeners an idea of your services and what you do, what you offer?
Sure. So my website is zachloeb.com, ZACHLOE as in Edward, B as in boy, zachloeb.com. And for anyone listening, you can go to zachloeb.com/podcast. Paul Avail, and there will be an offer for anyone listening today for a psychic reading, for a 30-minute psychic reading.
Awesome.
And so as far as my services, I do psychic readings, I do mediumship readings, and I also do career coaching. And I also do a blend of career coaching with psychic readings. Because I've always had a background in the business world and helping people find jobs and advising people around career and interviewing people for jobs, I'm still very good at the practical piece of job search, of career search. But what I'd like to do is blend the two, where I can tune in and receive information, say, about a person's soul purpose, or, for example, maybe blocks that might be subconscious blocks that might hindering their progress. So I can get this kind of information from an intuitive angle, but then also bring in the more practical piece. So that would be a mix of the career and intuitive coaching, but then I also do straight career coaching. I also do straight psychic readings, mediumship readings. So those would be some of the individual services. And I also do workshops on developing your intuition. And specifically, I do workshops in the business world, teaching people to use their intuition in their career and in business. And so I do some of these exercises, like the ones that we briefly just did a bit ago, and then also talk more about how intuition works. And then in these sessions, I also give quick intuitive readings to people there, just to kind of show, to provide a little bit of a sampling of the kinds of things that we can do with our intuition.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And that really is huge, Zach, to be able to use your abilities in the business world. That could help so many people.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, why not?
Yes.
It's not something that's typically done, and so it's not the easiest path and to navigate through, but I mean, I do feel like it's something that eventually is going to be a thing. I mean, why wouldn't it? You know, if there's ways of getting additional information that would otherwise take more time or you'd have to gather in more time-consuming ways, then why wouldn't businesses be open to this?
Yes, yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. And, you know, that could really help someone with in their business wondering, you know, what step do I want to take? What direction do I want to go? That could be really huge.
I believe so. And also, I mean, I'm also thinking about, and I haven't done as much of this, but like, let's look at business issues in using psychic abilities, maybe sales questions. What's going on with this client? What's going on with that client? Is this new product going to be viable? Any kind of, is that hiring? There's so many business questions that I feel like I could be addressing.
Yes, yes. I think that's really fantastic. That is really fantastic.
Thank you.
Because, you know, so many times we end up, I know I personally went that route. I started working in a restaurant in college and ended up becoming a restaurant owner. And that was not the direction I was looking at my career. Mm-hmm. So many times we can end up doing something else. But really that's what our passion is and the direction we should be going.
Right. It's like sometimes there's this inner sense, this kind of intuitive feeling that we have at a subtle level that there's something that you're meant to be doing, but maybe we went a different way. And then you speak to someone, in an intuitive or a psychic perhaps, and they tell you this thing that you've always known at a deep level you are meant to do, but you never had. And hearing it from another person, so someone who wouldn't have any way of knowing that piece about you, it can sometimes give you that push, that encouragement you need to make that change.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. That's something I've never really talked to anyone about, you know, that they do much in the business world. And I just find that really fantastic, Zach.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So
I know, like,
go ahead.
I'm sure it's always been done in some way where maybe a CEO has his secret psychic advisor that he consults on, or she consults on, key business decisions. And that's like their secret weapon. I know this happens, but I don't know how much it's been done in terms of like an open sort of way. And that's what I'm working towards, is just making it not such an unusual thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great idea. Great idea. Now, with your sessions, is that by phone, by Skype, video? So people in other countries or even other states all over really can set up and work with you. Would that be correct?
Yes. Could be by phone, could be by Skype, could be by FaceTime, mm-hmm. Or if they're in Los Angeles, could be in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It must be really amazing, Zach, to move into this type of work. And I bet every day you see and feel new things, and I bet you just love it. I can imagine how fun and fulfilling this type of work is.
It's exciting. It's exciting for me to be primarily doing something where I feel like I'm using my gifts and using the gifts that I want to be using on a daily basis. And, you know, talking about things with people that they don't normally get a chance to talk about. So often I hear people say, you know, like they're interested in these kinds of ideas, but they just never felt comfortable bringing it up because, mm-hmm. you know, people don't want to get the weird looks when they start talking about these kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind getting weird looks.
Yeah.
I'm used to it now.
Yeah. And, you know, I've gotten that over the years now and then when I talk about Reiki. I'm a Reiki practitioner,
sure.
teacher, and I get very passionate about it and love it. And, you know, you have people that embrace it or open-minded, and then you have people that give you that look, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
you just continue to go down your path.
You got to do you.
Yes, exactly. Oh, that's a powerful statement, Zach. Yeah. just got to do you. I love it. Well, let's pop out for a break.
Okay.
And everyone, Zach and I will be right back. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Paula.
Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am here today with Zach Loeb. He has been so much fun, and this has been so informative. Zach is an intuitive coach, and what's so fun about Zach is he merges spirituality with business using his psychic gifts. It's just so fun. I love it. I love that you go into that, Zach, and you do so much for others. I would like to begin. In the first segment, you mentioned when we were talking about, you know, being a medium, picking up on different things, and you said you can talk to someone and kind of start to feel something. So I'm going to ask you, okay, here we are chatting. I'm loving interviewing you and chatting with you. I'd love to know, is there anything you feel from the Paula vibes?
Sure. I'm picking up, Paula, that you're probably like a rock to the people in your life. Like they know they can depend on you for support and non-judgment, that they can come to you with any kind of issue going on. And they know that you're going to give them some great insight. I also feel like I feel like you probably have experienced some challenges in your life, but you have this positive attitude and ability to just kind of cope and move past some difficult situations by focusing on the good. And so there's this strong resilience I feel in you. Would that make sense for you?
Oh, you nailed it. You really did. You really did. I've had some major challenges in my life, but my attitude has always been happiness is a choice. And I choose to look at what I'm grateful for. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Zach. Oh my gosh. You nailed it. How fun is that? Oh my gosh, you are awesome!
It's so much fun.
It is.
I've searched my whole life for what my passion was, and I've tried a lot of jobs and careers. Like there are other things that I've done that I didn't mention. I worked at a dating company. I worked at talent agencies. I was a substitute teacher, and these things all interested me when I got into them. But then ultimately, I didn't find them fulfilling. But with the psychic work, it's like the more I get into it, just the more I want to learn and explore and read. And yeah, yes. I don't understand why more people aren't into it.
Yeah. And isn't it wonderful when we connect to something that is such a passion for us and so fulfilling? We do want to learn more and we do want to do. And oh my gosh, you know, there's times when I interview guests that I tear up. I've cried before. I'm so touched and so honored and so grateful for the people I have the opportunity to interview. And you know, you've connected to a passion, and oh my gosh, the difference you're making in so many lives, Zach. That's just a beautiful thing. I want to say thank you for everyone for that. I want to give you a big thank you.
Thank you, Paula. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, something I'd love to have you chat a bit about is past lives. It's, you know, there's people that, yes, they understand it. There's people that don't understand it but want to. I think there's also people out there that really may not believe it. I mean, there's so many different viewpoints on that. Tell us what you think about past lives.
I love that whole area. In fact, I would also say maybe not technically past lives, because in, you know, the broader sense, there really isn't time. So these are parallel lives that are all happening at the same time. But yes, it's much easier to think in terms of past lives. And I very much believe that most of us have many, many, many of them. Mm-hmm. And I also think that it's very, that we all can find out about our past lives and see how these other soul experiences are impacting our present life. Like, for example, there's past life regressionists, where they can take you through a hypnosis or meditation, and you can see these images for yourself of your own past lives. And that's just a remarkable experience. You can go to psychics who can tell you about certain past lives. You can get them in channeled messages. Or, for example, maybe you've had a recurring dream that's set in some other time and some other place, but you always see the same images. Sometimes these recurring dreams can give us clues as to who we are in other places and times. And that's an area that I've gone into a lot myself, and I've probably gathered stories of 20 or so of my past lives, and I've actually started the beginnings of what might be a book, kind of chronicling my soul's journey and exploring the themes that might cross over from one life to the next, and how we often incarnate with a soul family and the same people that in one life might be your mother, might be a good friend, and another life might be your brother or your teacher, for example.
Wow.
And we play out themes and relationships and explore different dynamics with these same souls from one life to the next. It's really mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. See, that just fascinates me, you know, that let's say your brother, your husband may have been your mother in a past life. I think that's so fascinating.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think so too. It's just...
Is it that our souls are connected and there's caring created, so we want to stay together in the next life? Is that what triggers that?
I mean, there could be so many reasons. Like maybe you have someone that you play out male-female dynamics with, and in one life you're married, in another life you're mother and son, you know, and one another life you reverse roles and the son becomes the mother. I mean, there just could be an infinite number of possibilities for how we can explore relational dynamics with each other in different lives.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So would you say if we delve in and we explore our past lives, that we can learn from that and take that information into our present life, and it'll actually help us in where we're going and what we're doing? Awesome.
Totally.
Awesome.
Maybe you have, for example, some phobia, some unexplained fear that just doesn't make any sense. And then you go into a past life regression and you see, oh, that's why I am afraid of, I have this strange fear of cats, because I was bitten by a cat and it, whatever. That's a terrible example, but I think you see where I'm going with this.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a fear that we've carried with us into our next life, correct?
Correct, correct.
So how would that help us to know what triggered this fear? Is it in that knowing we can then let it go?
Yeah, I think sometimes when you recognize that the basis of these fears, that can help in the process of releasing it.
Wow, I love it. I love it. That is just, it's so fun. And it's amazing to realize we can discover, you know, what we were in past lives. And then it's exciting to know, okay, what's my next life going to be? And think about that.
Right.
That's a whole nother ballgame. Yeah.
Maybe we even have the opportunity to start to choose what our next life might be in this life.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting. Boy.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So you're saying with what we do in this life is, well, and that makes sense, it's going to put us in the direction of what our next life's going to be, karma, maybe. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, like maybe if you have challenges in this life and you overcome them, well, mm-hmm. maybe you won't have the need to have that same challenge in your next life because,
yes.
well, you figured out how to handle it.
Yes.
So you can move on from that.
Yes.
So in that sense, yeah, I would say absolutely this life will affect your other lives.
So fun. I love it. I love it. I just get so excited with all of this. Oh.
Yeah,
now,
me too.
Oh, now, Zach, what would you wish more people would be aware of? What would you say to the listeners? What's your wish?
One thing in particular would be in regards to, well, I would say I'll step back from that. Just recognizing that this life is not all there is. That, you know, when we die, we don't really die.
Yes.
I mean, our consciousness lives on. And from that, just recognizing that the people that we loved in this life that have passed on, they're still around. And they're very much wanting to communicate with us. Like if you're, you know, if you have a grandmother on the other side, wouldn't you want to know what she wants to say to you?
Yes.
I would like more people to go to mediums and hear the messages that the folks on the other side want us to have because they want to help us. They want us to recognize, to know that they're still here. So that's one of the main things. It's just like, hey, there's this other side over there that wants to help us.
And, you know, those messages can be so comforting and life-changing, you know, especially if you're struggling or in a situation you're not sure where to go. If you can connect with a special loved one that has passed and hear what they have to say, oh my gosh, what it can do for us.
So much. And there's so much healing that can happen there.
Yes.
I mean, my attitude towards death has shifted so much as a result of getting on this path where now I just see it as a transition. We go back to where we came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because our higher self continues on. It really does. Myself, I've had some such amazing shamanism training. And I'll never forget years ago going on a journey and going beyond death. And I walked away that day saying, I see through new eyes. And you do. You see through new eyes.
Wow.
When you finally accept that this is just this one physical body, that you go on past that lifetime.
And ultimately, it should help us like not take things so seriously.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Exactly. It does. It really makes a difference. You know, it's don't sweat over the small stuff and don't, mm-hmm. it puts your perspectives in order. It's, you know, when you can realize that this is just one step. So.
Right.
Yeah. I love it. I have a meditation I do with my students, and it's basically connecting to our soul planner who is with us in each lifetime, and it's so fun. All of that is just so fun, isn't it, Zach?
our soul planner?
Uh-huh. I call them our soul planner. It's like our higher self, but,
very cool.
The, you know, planning one life to the next and with us in every lifetime, you know, going with us. And
That's amazing.
It's just all so fun. It really is. Yes. So do you believe everyone can be psychic? Everyone can touch these energies and these intuitions.
Absolutely. I mean, it just wouldn't be logical for there just to be certain select humans who have some abilities that that other people don't have. Like, why would that be the case?
Right.
So, yeah, certainly it's going to vary from person to person, and, you know, your gifts are going to vary from person to person. One person might be stronger in one area. One person might be stronger in another area. And yeah, it's totally reasonable that some people are not going to have any interest in this area at all, and that's totally reasonable. But I think everyone has the opportunity to expand their senses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and another thing, like, you know, I hear the phrase sixth sense a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wouldn't call psychic skills a sixth sense, because I actually see it more as the subtle spectrum of our existing five senses.
Yes.
Like, you know, sight, we have sight as one of our senses, but then clairvoyance can be seeing things, seeing people in our environment that aren't physically there, but it also can be just seeing images in your mind's eye. So that's more like the subtle, softer end of sight. Or clairsentience. You know, we can all feel, we can all experience emotions, but then the subtle end of that would be maybe experiencing the emotions of the environment that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say psychic skills are already within our existing senses, just the subtle end of them.
I love that, Zach. Yes. With our five senses, we have all this ability already. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. We live in a point in a world where it's not commonly understood.
Mm-hmm.
But I really believe that in the not too distant future, it'll just be a part of life.
Yes. Oh, that would be really fantastic, wouldn't it? And really, we are going that direction, aren't we? Because more and more people are becoming aware of being able to connect and opening up to intuition and understanding, you know, psychic ability. So we are going that direction, aren't we?
I sure think so, and I sure hope so.
Yes.
I mean, if everyone is psychic, can we really, will we be able to lie to each other anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it really, I would say that there's a spiritual revolution happening that really is going to transform the world. Maybe I'm overly optimistic, but I believe we're in the crux of that.
Oh, that's exciting. That really is. That really is. And, you know, every day, one more person that opens up to that, and one more person that may experience it, or one more person that may want to practice it, you know. And I kind of feel it's like with anything, with Reiki, with psychic abilities, channeling, animal communication, you begin to open up to that and work with that, and it's like working a muscle. The more you do, the stronger it's going to become, wouldn't you say?
I would absolutely agree with that.
I love it. And that's exciting, because every step everyone makes and grows that's more of that energy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that person opens up, and that's going to impact in some way every person around them.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Zach, we have about 4 minutes left in the show. What last wisdom would you like to share with everyone?
I would like people to, I mean, it all comes down to listening to yourself. You know, if you're just getting into this area and you're like, overwhelmed, oh my God, there's there's all these things. There's psychic things. There's animal communication. There's Reiki. There's like anything else, it's about following your joy, following your excitement. And so if there's one particular area that's calling to you, that's where you start, and you don't worry about the rest. You start with, you just take one step at a time and let your higher self lead you to that. Listen to like the subtle pushing, the subtle nudges of your soul, of your higher self. And that will guide you.
Yes.
It's a matter of kind of taking your logical mind out of it and letting you be your own guide.
Yes. I love that. Yeah. I love that. And I really believe trust is a big key to allowing source help guide us. You know?
Yes.
I love it. Letting the ego mind go and trusting. And oh my gosh, what can manifest?
Yeah, I mean, that's, and then there's doubts. I mean, and I'm, mm-hmm. We all have them. I struggle with doubts about this all the time. And that's just going to be a part of the process, because you're rewiring your brain. Your understanding of reality is really shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big change.
Uh-huh. And that's a day-to-day thing, isn't it? A little bit at a time. I would say don't try to just jump over the mountain in one day. You have to hike the mountain.
You do, unless there's, say, a gondola that might take you to the top of the
ladder. That's right. That's right. Oh, I love it. I love it. It's just so exciting to think about, you know, the abilities that each and every one of us can have, and to look at opening up, and it could start from simply someone having a session with you and realizing what they're capable of, or receiving a message that message may be what triggers them to take a step in that direction.
Mm. Sure. The message, yeah, I mean, the message could be, the message just might even be, you know, this is your soul's plan for yourself, and mm-hmm. and coming in here and receiving this message is step one.
Yeah.
And there's a big journey ahead of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. It's all just so beautiful, so powerful. And, you know, it's great that we all connect together, and people are open to this, and more people taking it in. And you are just such a great tool and gift to others, Zach. It's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so
really
welcome.
Really appreciate that. You are.
Oh,
you're sharing.
Thank
you're
you.
You're bringing people like me and giving us a forum to say these things. I really
yes.
appreciate that.
You're so welcome. And that's my goal. I really want to be a tool to bring amazing people like you, you know, your information out there to the listeners. It's so great. We work together. We're a team.
We are a team.
I love it. Well, everyone, I'm afraid we have to say goodbye. Until next week, love, hugs, blessings. Zach, love, hugs, blessings. I've just enjoyed you so much. And everyone, you can read more about Zach on the show page, his website. And I love that. So, Zach, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Paula. It's been really great talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye, everyone. Have a happy day.
Bye, everyone.